Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. To Encourage or Deny, by D. Blaze Keeler. Dad wheeled my stroller past some jewelers and the cinema. Mom held open the door to a toy store. Passing tricycles and stuffed animals, the sight of a toy piano brought Dad to a halt. An old sadness re-triggered. Traces of anger remained from his parents' refusal to let him play piano because he was a boy. Only his sisters could learn, even if they had to be forced to take lessons, a luxury in their Pennsylvania coal mining town. He saw my eyes light up when he put it in my lap. Dad made a resolution. I would not be denied the opportunity as he was. He had no inkling of how central music would become in my life. He was just a loving father of a 2-year-old, about to spend a few dollars and alter the course of a human life. Nobody knew. Perhaps an angel was looking down who saw deep into the future and rejoiced. You never banged on it, Mom told me decades later, after I opened Chapel Hill's first violin shop. She showed a small photo of me at age 2, hunched over that toy piano on the floor. I looked like Schroeder in Peanuts, back arched, head tilted, gazed focused on the little keys. One finger of each hand plays one note. You were lost in concentration. It sounded sweet. From the perspective of 60 years playing violin, I can only imagine a tinkly tone and notes probably out of tune. Could I possibly have pulled anything pleasing out of the air with 2 tiny fingers? As far as I was ever told, Mom and Dad never went to a classical concert, unless in later years I was playing, and never studied an instrument. Mom's family was too poor, and Dad was forbidden. In 1958, grocery stores had racks of 99-cent LPs, nothing current or popular, just the stuff record stores could not sell, like 101 strings. What caught Mom's eye that pivotal day? The cover, a trite still life with violin, red and white mums, silver candelabra, and 2 fancy red wine glasses. When she gave me that record, she had no idea the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto would captivate me and greatly extend my attention span. How did a 6-year-old stay focused through 3 movements to listen again and again? Santa had recently brought me a small record player. I would carefully remove a record from its jacket and center it on the turntable. My budding small motor control was tested by how delicately I had to drop the needle into the groove. Otherwise, the sound of my clumsiness would fill the house. Swept up in listening, did I already grasp metaphor at some level, the soaring solitary violin struggling to be heard over the orchestral masses? The romantic expressiveness of the Tchaikovsky expanded the world of this only child. At first unnamed and formless, after months of listening, a longing was birthed. Can I learn to play violin? This was far beyond wanting a bike or a chocolate eclair. Mom made it clear that I was too young for violin lessons. I would have to wait. Dad acquiesced. I played that record over and over. The boy who grew up in coal mining country and had his musical drive crushed watched as his son awoke to the world of music year by year. He protected me in ways his parents and relatives never did. As a kid, one summer his older cousins even threw one of his treasured records far out into Snake Pond, so they did not have to hear it repeatedly. Dad wordlessly passed on his love of music to me, so when I sold violins and other instruments, it was not just a job, it was a calling. Many times I coached a customer to listen to their heart, to find the sound that excited them, glad when I could encourage them to take their instrument home. I was the one who rejoiced when someone said, "Yes, I'll take it." No angel, I nevertheless smiled at helping to awaken their musical future. Or sometimes lamented, seeing one girl come alive on an instrument only to be denied. Left alone in my store while her parents shopped nearby, she fell in love, fascinated by her new sound, eyes beaming with possibility. Her parents returned in a hurry, refused to listen to her play, and did not even discuss getting it. Rushed to the door, her face pleaded, "Help." Her dream temporarily thwarted. I wanted to be her angel, able to nourish her longing until opportunity arose. Copyright 2021, D. Blaze Keeler. D. Blaze Keeler plays violin and clarinet and leads the Bulltown Strutters, Durham's community New Orleans brass band. He opened Chapel Hill's first violin shop in 1978 and later started Music Explorium and Electric Violin Shop, which he helped transition to become America's first worker-owned co-op music store. He has written poetry and nonfiction since 1991, most recently published in Elsewhere, a journal of place. This story comes from his upcoming memoir, A Violin Does Not Tune Itself, The Quiet Kid Who Started the World's Loudest Violin Shop. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.